Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday, June the 26th, 2026. Hey, how about those numbers? 6-26-26 today. 15 minutes past the hour. It is the last Friday in the month of June. Glad to have you with us today. Want to do some community calendar work here to start off the morning. We've got the Red, White, and You weekend coming up, America 250. In the middle of July here, Thursday, July the 17th at 4:30 p.m., downtown's third Thursday goes Red, White, and Blue. Friday, July the 17th, 3 p.m., Etowah's Grand Homecoming. 4 p.m. on the 17th, Homecoming Picnic at the Harding Library and Museum. Saturday, July the 18th, 10:30 a.m., Wreath Laying Ceremony at the Harding Memorial. 12 p.m. on the 18th, of July, OHIO, what a celebration, birthday block party at the Exploratorium, 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, July the 18th, Marty Stewart and his fabulous superlatives at the Palace Theater, Sunday, July the 19th, 2 p.m., an old-fashioned ice cream social at the Women's Club home, and 7 p.m., a concert in the park with United in Harmony at McKinley Park. Now, tomorrow, the last Saturday of June, Marion Youth Explosion Black Joy Summerfest, 12 to 5 p.m., Martin Luther King Park here in Marion. It's free, all ages, music, dance, art, narrative stages, historical exhibit, bouncy houses, food trucks, and vendors. The sponsors of this event, Marion Voices 2.0, Ohio Health, and the Marion Community Foundation. That's Marion Youth Explosion Black Joy Summerfest, 12 to 5 p.m. tomorrow at Martin Luther King Park right here in Marion. So a lot of stuff going on, and that's a good thing. Well, apparently just in time for the Marion County Fair, which starts on Sunday, by the way, starting a day early this year, there's going to be a heat wave. Now, apparently, they're calling this excessive heat next week. Monday, it'll be 90 degrees. Now, apparently, that's not excessive heat. But starting on Tuesday, we're going to get temperatures like 93, 94, 95, 96. Actual temperatures, not that phony baloney heat index. And that's going to go through the balance of the week. So it's going to be a very hot 250th anniversary of this country and July 4th, which is 8 days away. So watch out for that excessive heat next week during the Marion County Fair. So we'll have coverage of that next week as well. So you got to tune in next week to see what our coverage will be. I'm not sure if we're going to shake it up a little bit, as we've done it in past years, or if we're going to do it the same way we did it, but tune in next week and you'll find all of that out. We did something very fun last night. I'm not going to talk about that until Matt gets in here this morning, because he was a part of that, so we'll talk about that when he arrives in the studio this morning. But what did we talk about yesterday here in the studio? Well, I'll tell you something that I thought was interesting yesterday. I think I've said this before. There was a very nice lady who approached me about wanting to be on the show not too long ago about, have you heard of these, I think it comes through an IV and they give you vitamins through the IV. And she wanted to come on and talk about that. And I think they also do things like Botox and a lot of this stuff going on now in society, which is fine. I think that's good. But hopefully we'll learn more about that. But I ran into her in the hallway yesterday, and I'm not sure if she was getting one of the spray tans next door, so I don't want to say that she was. But she said she was waiting on somebody, and I think that's who she was waiting on because she was outside the door here, and she was not waiting on me. And I thought, that's very interesting. This spray tan, I'm telling you, this is catching on. A lot of people getting spray tans just in the building here, let alone around the country and around the city. You can get a lot done in Marion now, you know, Botox, spray tans, vitamin rejuvenations, and it kind of plays off of the conversation that we were having yesterday, which I've got to tell you this, this was hilarious. You know, yesterday we were talking about the castor oil. Apparently you put it on your belly button, and it does something, but yesterday somebody came up to me in the grocery store, and they said, do you have any castor oil? Now, I have never been asked that ever. That question has never come up in my life in the grocery store. And I'm talking to the lady, and I'm thinking, boy, I just had this conversation this morning. And I said, no, I don't think we have any castor oil. And she said, well, I use it for this and that and the other. And she said, you can also put it in your belly button. And I thought, you know, apparently this is a common thing that people know about. Now, again, I'm not downing it. Maybe it does work. You know, if it does, that's good. But I just don't know the scientific research behind this. I think there's probably some. But if you're having a real medical problem, I don't know if castor oil is the way to go. I don't know, and I'm really not sure about these cold showers to reset your brain, or this grounding thing where you go outside barefoot, because as I said, you know, I've went out barefoot many times in my life, and I don't know that I was grounded. Do you have to stand in one place for a long period of time? I don't know. Do people feel grounded when they go outside? It seems like kind of a placebo thing. And again, I'm not trying to down it. It's just a different method. You know, some people do gym stuff. Some people do CrossFit. That's very popular now. Some people get vitamin injections. Some people do Botox. Some people ground themselves. You know, whatever. Different methods, I guess. Some people go to the doctor. Some people just let the aging process happen. I guess that's the way it goes. If anybody's got anything to say, feel free to give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 22 minutes past the hour. But I think whatever you want to do is fine. You know, as long as it's not harming you, go ahead and do it. Why not? You know, you may try something and like it. I, you know, here's what I think this is really all about. I think it's people trying to find answers to problems. I think that's why, like, WebMD is very popular on the internet now. People will look up their diseases and illnesses before they go to the doctor. I think we just all want answers. I think we want answers. Remember years ago, before the internet, when the Doctor's Book of Home Remedies was a hugely popular selling book. I think that's because we just want answers different from what the doctor is giving us. And a lot of people really don't want to take pills from the doctor. I did not realize that one of the biggest fears is taking pills from a doctor. I've never had that fear, but I guess I've never been on any long-term pills either. So, you know, it's interesting what people get into. I think that's fascinating. Well, one of the big talks all week long, and it certainly has been a big talk at the Marion Star. It's been a big talk here. It's been a big talk with City Council. Everybody seems to be having a dialogue about it. It's the emergency alert sirens here in Marion. And apparently they are no longer all operational. We thought on Monday they were all operational. But I guess there was a test on Wednesday. And we now know that the Jefferson Street siren is not operational, and it cannot be fixed, so says the city electrician. And it's interesting to watch this debate over sirens take place. Because I will tell you, I've heard the sirens. I don't know. I don't have a fear of storms. Maybe one day that'll backfire on me, and I'll get mowed down by a storm. The sirens have never really meant a whole lot to me, except for the fact that something bad was going on outside, obviously weather-wise. But these sirens mean a lot to people. And everybody I talk to is very pro-siren. But there is a group of people, our group of people, who seem to feel that the app is the way to go, or the service, phone service, that calls you on the phone. Now, I don't know, to be honest with you. I really don't know. You know what it kind of reminds me of? It used to be that when a school closing would happen, you would have to listen to the radio or television to get that school closing. And that's how it was relayed to you. Well, then people got an app, or they got a notification from the school. And it usually happened through the cell phone. And that was just easier to do than calling the television or radio station. But, you know, some people didn't like that. They would rather watch the television or radio station. So I think this has more to do with the fact that some people are not all on board with technology. I think people think that it is easier to deal with technology, and for some people it is, but I think for others it's not. And I think that's the problem here. And I also think there is a problem in this, in the idea that people see it as a regressive measure. And I think that's really a big problem, is people are getting tired in the city of seeing all their rates go up, their bus fares go up, and losing services like curbside recycling and possibly losing the emergency alert sirens. I think they don't understand why they're paying more for less services. And I think that's what's upsetting people. Maybe that's what's upsetting people with the recycling at this particular point. That's my only theory on it. I don't know that it has a large amount to do with the sirens. But maybe it does. Does anybody have a thought on this here on this Getaway Friday? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It's just very interesting to me to watch how people are defending this. Or some people are not defending this. It kind of goes back and forth in this case. Go ahead, caller.
I have a question about the sirens.
Well, I'm glad you called, but Bob, I still cannot reply to your emails.
I don't know what's going on. I'm researching that. I think it's on your end.
No. I get them. I can read them, but when I click reply, it comes back and says undeliverable.
Well, I don't know. I'm looking into that.
Well, thank you. Okay. About the sirens.
About the sirens. Well, I mean, if you have a visitor from out of town, how do you warn them that there's a tornado coming?
Well, that's a good point.
They might be visiting the Harding Memorial because it's a tourist site. How do you warn those, you know, poor tourists that they're going to get hit by a tornado?
Well, it's a good point. It's a good point. Mm-hmm. And don't you think, I mean, I think it's kind of pie in the sky to believe that the homeless and all senior citizens are going to get a free cell phone?
Well, it's a nice option, but there again, you know, if they're homeless, chances are they're not going to get a tree fell apart because they don't, you know, how are they going to get you have to even have a residence or something. You have to have some sort of address in order to qualify for some of these things.
Well, I guess my point just is, I'm not saying they wouldn't qualify. They very well might qualify for those government phones.
They may not want them.
Well, they may not want them. Some people don't like to be tracked, and also, it is very possible that they don't know how to work them. You can get them, but if you don't know how to work it, I don't know that it matters all that much.
Yeah.
You know, I don't...
And I think you have a duty to protect those people, whether they want it or not, and the siren would be doing that.
Well, and you know, here's the thing. I think the sirens are more important for that group than anybody else, because if you are able-bodied and you are in your 30s, you can probably get to cover pretty quickly. You could drive somewhere if you wanted to. Senior citizens don't always have that ability because of medical conditions, and certainly the homeless don't have that ability because they are a lot of times without transportation.
You know what it might be. Maybe the administration and the people in charge aren't expressing their love for the city.
Oh, see, here we go. And I think
maybe that's why they discontinued the recycling. No love for the city.
Well, you know, Bob, you've dealt with a lot of publicity in your life. I mean, you wrote a book. You also helped.
Nobody publicized that.
Well, see, and there you learn the trouble with publicity. But you also had a big part in running a pizza shop, which obviously pizza shops put out a lot of publicity. You got to get people in there, coupons, so on and so forth. But don't you think that part of this also is? And I'm not saying there's anything nefarious going on here, but how many times has this administration shot themselves in the foot, media-wise, by going out on Monday night and saying everything's still working properly, and by Thursday morning, one of the sirens is completely inoperable? You know, and again, I'm not saying it didn't happen that way. It probably did happen that way. They tested the sirens on Wednesday, and they found out one wasn't working. But
and that might be the fragile nature of the system. You know, if it's that close to breaking down, maybe it needs to be replaced.
Well, that's it. And don't you think this is also a big part of this also is the fact that you in the last 6 months you have raised the fees so much on people in the city, and then you keep telling them you're taking away services. I don't think that plays well.
No, it doesn't show a lot for the city.
Well, it's
hopping on that.
Well, no, I mean it's. I think there's a lot of this stuff that's going to be looked at as just mismanagement of publicity because of the fact that Mayor Collins does not like to do publicity. He can't get ahead of this stuff because I think he sees it as not necessary. I don't know.
It's hard to speculate.
Well, I guess...
Are you going to be having a remote location there during the county fair?
Well, yeah, I mean, we've done it for many, many years now, so yeah, I mean, I would imagine it'll be the same setup we've had the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. So, the bar or outside the barn, something like that?
Outside the barn. The only thing we were talking about this last night. I think the technological, because last year during the fruitcake toss, if you remember, we implemented a new system of doing remote broadcast, and I thought that has gone much better. We've used that during the fruitcake toss. We used it during the Easter egg thing.
Yeah.
So I think it's just went a lot better. So we might implement that at the fair this year. And if we do I mean, I'm not saying our quality has been poor. Our quality at the fair has actually been pretty good the last couple years. But, yeah, that would be the only difference that I could foresee. But it's supposed to be apparently excessive heat next week.
Yeah.
So we'll sweat a lot.
Back up on the third of pop and ice cream. Well, and I got to tease you a little bit here.
Okay.
I've been working on the anniversary pizza.
Oh, yes, the anniversary pizza.
And there's some drama there.
Oh, there's drama with the anniversary pizza?
There's drama.
Oh, God, what happened?
I'm not going to share too much, that the pizza was in grave danger.
Really?
Maybe I'll text you a picture of it.
Well, I won't be able to reply.
No reply.
No
reply. The shock and outrage when you see it might be enough.
Oh no! And this was probably the best pizza ever. The most signatures, the most celebrity, the whole thing.
The whole thing, yeah.
I know, what a thing. Well, hey, Bob, the 250th anniversary of the country is coming up in 8 days. What's the big plans?
I'm going to go out and celebrate.
Well, I understand that, but is there any particular plans?
I've ordered fireworks down in Columbus on the 3rd. You know, a big celebration, along the river there. Everybody's invited, and then there'll be sporadic fireworks in various communities on the 4th.
Oh, you ordered those fireworks?
Yes. I called up the mayor and said, "Listen, mayor, it's time to get on the stick. Celebrate the country."
I did not realize that you took care of Red, White, and Boom.
Well, I make the phone calls. I can't take full credit for it, but I think I get a moving on that subject.
You know, I'll tell you something interesting. This year, because of the 4th of July being on a Saturday, the biggest drawing event at the Marion County Fair every year is the Demolition Derby. And they usually hold it the last day of the fair, which is Saturday. And because of the 4th being on a Saturday this year, that's when the fireworks will be. So they had to move the Demolition Derby, and I think they made a grave mistake because they've put it on Red, White, and Blue, Red, White, and Boom night, which a lot of people go to, so the Demolition Derby will now be on Friday night. And not that the Demolition Derby still won't draw, it will, but I think that will deter a lot of people from going to Columbus, and I think it will also hurt the what would have been the population here in Marion. I think they maybe should have done it on Thursday.
Well, what time is the Demolition Derby?
I think it's...
I'm thinking it's probably like 6:30, 7?
Probably somewhere. Well, 7, 7:30. I think it's somewhere in that area. Maybe even a little... So I don't have the book in front of me.
Well, you could. I mean, if you're a fanatic, you could go to the Demolition Derby, and then...
Well, the Demolition Derby's not over...
I must have said White and Boom.
Oh, I don't think... Oh, the Demolition Derby's not over till like 10, 10:30.
How long does it take to demolish a car?
Long time. A lot of people enter that thing. I went to it a couple years ago, and I was surprised at how long it took. Yeah. Well, one final word on the sirens here, Bob. Are you surprised that there seems to be this back and forth between people who feel that the sirens are absolutely necessary and a group that feels, well, technology is here, we can go to the cell phones?
Well, I think that group is in the category of one size fits all. You only need one thing, and that'll take care of everybody. And that's proved time and time again not to be the case. One size does not fit all, and one solution does not cure everything.
I think that's true. Well, Bob, hope you stay tuned this morning. You never know when something else will pop up, and with Matt not here yet, hopefully...
Well, I'll tune back in around 10 o'clock when he does show up.
When he does show up. Well, thanks, Bob.
Well, 11. Maybe 11.
Yeah, he might have overslept big time. Thanks, Bob.
Bye.
All right, our first call this morning from Columbus, Ohio. Bob Welsh. Okay, if anybody else has anything to say, feel free to weigh in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, somebody actually said something in regard yesterday to the mayor, which I thought was kind of fascinating, to be honest with you. And again, this was not a political person at all, but they were asking some more questions about the sirens, and they were asking some more questions about curbside recycling. And they were talking about all the fees going up on sanitation and storm sewer and all that sort of thing. And they had a suggestion, I guess it was, in regard to the mayor. And I thought it was kind of fascinating because I don't know that I've ever heard that suggested of a mayor in a long, long time. Matter of fact, I don't know if I've ever heard it suggested of a mayor in Marion, which tells you the times that we're living in. And again, you can't dump all of this on the mayor. It's not all his fault. But unfortunately, when you're the mayor of the city, it's kind of like the president. The buck stops with you, no matter what's going on. And you know, you get the credit when things go well, and you get the blame when things don't go well. So that's how that cookie crumbles. Again, phone lines are open here on this Getaway Friday. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear from you in regard to any of these subjects or anything else going on. And let's see here. Again, the other topics this week were the fact that the Flock cameras will continue for another year. Funded mostly by the county, I guess. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good Friday morning, Scott.
Yep, happy Friday.
Hey, on this thing with the sirens, I'm not an absolutist. I'm not an all or nothing, so I'm not like it absolutely has to be this way or that way. We keep calling it a system, and if a system only has one part to it, not much of a system, because if that one part fails, then there is no system. So for me, it's like the sirens plus the apps plus people paying attention plus, I mean, see, in the world today, it seems like we just want these little cookie cutter solutions to, you know, big problems. And, you know, a lot of times things are way more complex than that. And it just, you know, like I said, the sirens, I think people forget that the original purpose of the sirens were, and maybe are supposed to be still, I don't know, an early warning system for nuclear missiles coming over from Russia or whatever other enemy. And then they said, well, wow, you know, we have these systems in place. We can also use them for emergencies, for tornadoes, for weather events, things like that. So just in the process of thinking about all this, it makes me wonder, do we no longer have the early warning system for missiles? Do we no longer, I mean, are you old enough to remember, you know, this is a test of the emergency broadcast system?
Oh, yeah.
And this is only a test and all that?
Well, I'll tell you something interesting, and I guess I didn't think about it till yesterday, but, you know, when you do over-the-air radio, which we did until 2022, you know, you had, and a matter of fact, the FCC, when they were still located up in Michigan, which I think they were until 2016 or 17, you had to have what was called an emergency alert system. And if they came down to check your transmitter out, and you did not have one of those hooked up to it, they would fine you. Now, that's what comes over the radio and tells you when a storm is coming or an Amber Alert is coming or something like that. Now, that's very old-fashioned that people would listen to the radio and get their information that way. But if you didn't have it, the Federal Communications Commission, and as far as I know, the rule is still this way, they would fine you.
Well, but it's, you know, unfortunately, any rule is only as good as the enforcement behind it. You know, we keep having these discussions about ordinances in Marion. You know, we can write all the ordinances in the world. If you're not going to enforce them, what good are they?
Well, that's it. But, I mean, this was a federal law. So I'm interested. I wonder if there are any federal laws about having these systems in cities. Because I would have to imagine at some point there had to have been a federal law. Or a state law.
Well, and again, you have a president who's in office who's dismantling all of our systems. We're getting rid of, I mean, we're cutting funding to NOAA. We're cutting funding to all kinds of different systems and checks and balances. We have a president who's solely focused on protecting business entities. We have a Supreme Court that just ruled that you can't sue Bayer over Roundup for not putting warnings on the labels. You know, our government is here. In my opinion, our government exists to take care of infrastructure, to provide military protection. and to provide the, you know, help for the health and welfare of the public, you know, and I think all of that is getting dumbed down, and everything. I mean, people all the time, I hear them say, well, why don't they, how can businesses get away with this? Because you have a president that favors business interests and profits over the people. We live in a state of Ohio that has a supermajority of Republicans that cater to and dick hang on businesses to, because it's all about the love of money. It's not about taking care of people. It's not about the health and welfare of the people, the education, the environment. It's about maximizing profits. You know, we live in a Republican supermajority in Ohio.
I'm glad you brought this up, because recently our Governor Mike DeWine made a lot of news by saying he wanted the state legislature to abolish the death penalty. But something that's not getting a lot of play this week that I want to say for Governor Mike DeWine vetoed two bills this week, and one of those bills would have put new requirements in for absentee voters in the state of Ohio. Mike DeWine vetoed that, and he said in a statement that this bill would add an additional burden for Ohioans who want to vote by mail. He vetoed that. And you know, our governor is getting a lot of criticisms by his own party for not doing what the legislature wants him to do, because that was put before him by the legislature, the Republican legislature. And as I said, you can knock Mike DeWine all day long, and you maybe can think that there needs to be more restrictions on voting, but Mike DeWine is going against his party here in Ohio. This long, lifelong Republican is either standing up for what he believes in or being a moderate and trying to be fair to all people. And I'll tell you, I think Mike DeWine deserves a lot of credit for that.
Oh, yeah. I have a level of respect for Mike DeWine. I always have. I don't agree with everything. I think he's a part of the system that's trying to dismantle the what the people wanted in the marijuana laws. I think, you know, he's a big part of the whole thing with householder and the electric bullshit and the bribery. But, you know, I think he does, he is willing to buck the system. He's, you know, I think, you know, Aaron Rollins runs in that same vein. I think that Thaddeus Smith runs in that same vein. I think that's what we need. We need people that are willing to buck the system and say right and right is right and wrong is wrong. You know, I'm about voter ID. I'm really not against voter ID or any of those type of things. But again, it's not an all or nothing system. And I think the people are really starting to get it fired up. There's a lot of people in Marion that are really starting to get fired up, at least on social media. And as another person on social media challenged them, so like, you know what, there's a hell of a lot of you on social media, and there's none of you at the council meetings.
Problem. Big problem. That's a big problem. That to me, when I see, because I did not read through all of the comments, but when I saw all the play that the Marion Star article was getting on this siren story, and I saw all the play that our articles were getting on this siren story, I think, gosh, you know, we're getting 30, 40, 50, 60 comments on these things, but nobody speaks on it during the meeting.
And what I'm going to say to the people of Marion or the state or anything is that politicians, if you don't show up, they don't care. They need to see your faces. They need to see you, because, and I'm going to say this to the people out in social media land. You know, you can bitch and moan all you want in social media. If you don't vote, sit down and shut up and accept what you've got. If you're sick of it, then get registered to vote, get involved, get engaged, and take back your voice. Take back your state, take back your local government, and then love your city.
Well, and that also goes for people who support what the city is doing. You know, I see people wear these shirts, and I see people wear these hats and say how much they support things. Well, show up and tell us. Get on the record.
and as I said, I'm not against the whole love your city thing. I just want to talk about positive stuff, and you know, Phil, we just want to love God in our church. We don't deal with negativity. Well, that's great in a perfect world, but who the hell lives in a perfect world? You got to deal with the good and the bad. You got to live in reality. I think so many people are, you know, I hear it from the younger. I ain't trying to think about that, Phil. Well, that's why you don't get anywhere. That's why you can't function. That's because y'all just trying to, I ain't trying to think about that. I'm just going to escape for a little while. You know, we got to get engaged, or we need to, like I said, sit down and shut up. And I've said that for years. You listen to people bitch and moan about politics and politicians, and after a while I said, who'd you vote for? Oh, I ain't voted, and I've never voted in my whole life. What the hell are you even running your mouth about?
It's a good point. Hey, thanks for calling.
Have a good one, buddy.
All right, again, phone lines are open. These are all valid points this morning. This is why a call-in show is great to do. Let your voice be heard on this show, you know. That's what people do on social media. And we do know that a lot of people in city, county, state government listen to this show. So it certainly is not a bad thing to let your voice be heard. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz on any of these topics. Talking about the whole issue with the sirens, which seems to be the big topic du jour on social media right now. Talking about the heat wave, excessive heat coming next week for the Marion County Fair and wherever else you are in the area. We talked about the flock cameras. They'll be around for another year. Due to a grant from for the sheriff station, which will also cover the flock cameras in the city. Recycling going away next Sunday, July the 5th, that will go away. But you can drop it off at the city garage, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., so that's still available. Little bit of news there. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And again, what do you make of Mike DeWine vetoing that bill put forth by his party in the legislature that would have put restrictions on absentee voting? Mike DeWine vetoed it, our governor. Here's the thing about Mike DeWine. And I hear the criticisms all the time, and a lot of them are coming from his own party these days. But I don't think Mike DeWine is... I think Mike DeWine's doing what he thinks best. And maybe that's a good thing. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, it's me. And can I put something on the radio?
Yes, go ahead, Judy.
Well, I went down to the recorder's office. I see where people can get a deed to your house, even though you have the original, and they own the house. So I went down, and she couldn't do anything there, but she gave me a number, and then she gave me this little, like, people, you know, ballot when they want to vote for something, and there's a number on it. So I called both numbers, and I'm going to give you the one that she wrote in ink, and you could go down there and check, because I don't know if they just need your name, address, or something. And don't ask me how they can do it, because I don't know. It's like a squatter. If a squatter, you know, you go on vacation 2 weeks, you come back to squatters, and you can't get them out. And by the time you go to the lawyers, you may as well give them the house. But I'm going to give you these two numbers.
Sure.
And the first one is 563-227-9102.
Okay, so 563-227-9102.
Yes, and then I see on the literature thing there's another number, and it's an 800 number. What I did, I called the one in ink, and then the next day, yesterday, I thought, well, I need to call this other number, you know, just in case. But what it does, I don't know if it's any better than the do not call list, but she said at least it's something. They will either, if somebody's checking, you have to give them your address, and if somebody's checking, they will either text you, which I don't do, or email, which I don't do, or a phone number, and alert you. But I guess it's not bulletproof, but at least it's something. And the other number is 800-728-3858.
Okay, 1-800.
And don't ask me how they could do this, because you don't have to go in person anymore to do anything. And another thing, I didn't write this down, but when you get through the mail, you get these credit cards. And this lady, I don't know if that's what it was, but she always threw them, you know, just they were opening. And this one she happened to open, and somebody had got her information. Now, I don't know if they just need a name, phone number. And they were opening credit cards in her name. You can open a loan. And what else was it? And they had her, I forget it, was $40,000 in debt. And the bank was Truist Bank that it had gone through. And she had to go like 7 different places. They just kept sending her, you know, everywhere. So finally she got on, I don't know what news station it was, because sometimes ABC or something. And when she got on there and told the story, then she got help. But they were just running her around, and if they would buy, I mean, if they'd give them $100,000, well, you're liable for it, because they've already got the money, and if it goes overseas, wherever it goes, but it's your debt, when you're money, you're stuck with it. So I think this is the new thing. And this is bank accounts, and I know checking, I don't know if they could do that too, but it's savings, I think, mostly they're after.
So the second...
You don't have to go in person anymore, you know, used to. And as long as they've got your name, address, maybe phone number, or social security, and they can do about anything. So that was one of the new alerts that I just saw this week. So, I mean, there's so many things out there anymore that I'm almost ready, if I got a few dollars, dig a hole in the backyard and put it in the ground.
No, I know. It
this is ridiculous.
It can be rough. 1-800-728-3858. So this is for protection against people who are trying to scam people, opening credit cards.
I don't have any for the credit card thing, but it said what you need to do is go through those credit places. This is, there's 3 of them, like they check your credit.
Right.
You go through those, and you say, I want to cruise my credit. All 3 of them. I don't know if there's any more. Then you want to go buy a car or buy a house, you call and tell them to unfreeze it, and they'll do it. It's better that way than somebody wrap it up. I don't know how much charges they were doing everything to her. You know, and it's your new name, and they don't know who the person is that's doing that, so you're stuck with paying them. You know, if they wrap up a charge on a charge card, $5,000 or $10,000, and then they can do anything with it. I guess take out loans, give it to your bank. I think they got $40,000 from her. Now, I don't know if the bank reimbursed her or not, because sometimes they do. And a lot of these times they have to go on TV to get any result, because the banks just send them around. You know, they need to do something better to verify this stuff. But if you own a house, because I put both of the houses that I have, I called and put both of them, and then I called the 563 number. The next day, I thought, well, I'm going to call that 800 number, and it's, I guess the place is out in Iowa, the registry place that does it. She said, yeah, you're already in here.
Oh, good.
I thought, well, maybe I should call both, but, you know, just a phone call, and it's not going to be 100%, but at least if somebody's trying to do something with your name or whatever, somehow, I guess, maybe the whole United States goes through that or something, and they can alert you. Because it's not the 800 number and the 563 number, both of them got me that same price.
That's good.
Because so, you know, you don't want to lose your house. I can't get it. You have the original deed, and then they come with one, like they bought it, and it's not yours anymore. So people can check that out and stuff.
Yeah, the scammers can do a lot. 563. Yeah, 563-227-9102, 1-800-728-3858. So it's a good to check on that.
It doesn't have a 1 in front of 800. I don't know if that makes any difference, but she can go down to the recorder's office. And I said, have you had anybody do this? She said, I don't know, a couple or so. But have you noticed in Maryland, I've noticed driving around the last several months, there's cars from down south, Missouri, Illinois. You know, once in a while I'd see a car from out of state. Well, I see several now. It's like a lot of times, and I thought, a lot of just people aren't coming this way.
There's people passing through. Hey, Judy, I got a minute left here before I got to go to break. Do you have anything to say about the possible loss of the siren, tornado sirens here in Marion?
Well, I didn't know that was happening.
Yeah.
I didn't listen because I'm on the run now. I got to go pick up somebody.
Okay.
So I wanted to call this in because it worries me, you know, when people can steal your stuff. And I don't know why there isn't safeguards. The banks need to do better, and all this stuff needs to do better. And it's rampant, this poverty thing and all this stuff. But I didn't know about that.
Well, I'll tell you, if you get a chance to tune back in today, we'll be on through 1 o'clock, so tune back in if you get a chance after you do your errands there, and I'm sure we'll be talking about it.
Okay, well, I will. Goodbye.
Thanks, Judy. Bye-bye. All right, good to know Judy is still out there from time to time. And, it's break time already. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back after news and weather and continue to talk about what's going on in the city, what's going on in the world, and unique little niches here and there. Don't you dare switch that dial. We'll be back right after this.
Listening to The Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have problems with our